This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.
This is your tech news briefing for Wednesday, June 9th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Apple has made consumer privacy a major part of its brand for years now. This week's Worldwide Developers Conference was no exception. The company announced several new features that it says were built to protect users' privacy as they browse the internet. But some of those changes are making advertisers nervous. Our reporter Patience Hagen will explain how the features could affect them and you and me after these headlines. After a 100-day review, the Biden administration outlined new measures to combat widespread supply chain issues. The steps come as the administration works to address a chip shortage that's caused problems across the tech industry, from smartphones to cars. But speaking on our sister podcast, What's News, last night, our reporter Alex Leary said the plan may not solve the short-term squeeze. Here's Alex.
They don't really have an immediate answer to the problem. They are working with allies who, foreign allies where semiconductor plants and production occurs to sort of speed up and secure more supplies. But largely industries, including the automakers, are sort of trapped in because there's just not enough supply. But the Biden administration is seeking to spur long-term growth of the industry, especially here in the United States, by fostering financial support for building new plants.
The CEO of Colonial Pipeline, Joseph Blount, testified before the Senate Homeland Security Committee yesterday, a month after his company was hit by a massive ransomware attack that led to the shutdown of the biggest fuel pipeline on the East Coast. Blount faced sharp questions from lawmakers about Colonial's cybersecurity practices and the company's communication with authorities during the hack. He also defended his decision to pay a $4.4 million ransom to the hackers in exchange for decryption keys.
I made the decision to pay, and I made the decision to keep the information about the payment as confidential as possible. It was the hardest decision I've made in my 39 years in the energy industry, and I know how critical our pipeline is to the country, and I put the interests of the country first.
Senior U.S. officials have acknowledged that companies often have little choice but to pay these kinds of ransoms. But in recent weeks, some lawmakers have signaled that they may be open to making payments illegal in some cases, or requiring companies to disclose when they pay a ransom. And dozens of major websites in the U.S. and Europe were offline for about an hour early yesterday after a glitch at the cloud services provider Fastly. Fastly said the outage was not related to a cyber attack and that it had since resolved the issue. The incident highlights many of the world's biggest websites' reliance on content delivery networks like Fastly's. Fastly stores content from clients' websites on servers closer to where potential users are located, which helps trim the amount of time it takes information to reach them. And that speeds up things like streaming video. But the setup can make vast swaths of the internet vulnerable to failures that affect a single delivery network. All right, coming up after the break, we dive deeper into what some new features from Apple could mean for the advertising world and for consumers. That's next.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. Insights. You need them to solve business problems, but buried in volumes of disparate data, they're seemingly invisible. C3 Generative AI enables business leaders to instantly access secure, hallucination-free, verifiable insights from a unified knowledge source, all with a natural language search. Turn the invisible into the obvious with C3 Generative AI. Learn more at c3.ai.
As we talked about on yesterday's show, Apple lifted the curtain on a slate of new software updates at its annual Worldwide Developers Conference this week. But some of the new features around privacy are making some advertisers anxious. Here to break down those changes is our reporter Patience Hagen. She covers digital advertising for us. Hey, Patience, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And before we get started, we should just note here that the publisher of the Wall Street Journal, Dow Jones, has a commercial agreement to supply news through Apple services. Okay, Patience, so let's start with the changes in Safari. Apple said it's going to start blocking your IP address from the sites that you visit. So how does that change the sort of status quo for advertisers?
Today, when you visit a website in Safari, any website you visit can see your IP address. You know, it's a string of digits that identifies the web connection you're using. Of all the signals they can see, that's often the most unique signal about you. So they usually grab it and they essentially use it to track you and build a profile. A lot of tracking companies have gotten used to using the IP address as kind of your ID number. This will make it a lot harder for websites to track you and collect data. Several years ago, Apple was the first browser to get rid of third-party cookies in their browser. That took away a lot of the ability for sites to track you, but sites started using the IP address instead. Now, Apple's going to take away that too.
You know, I'm curious, there are alternative browsers to Safari, and Safari is certainly not the biggest browser. So how big a deal is this particular move, really?
There are alternative browsers. Safari is the kind of the second place browser. By far, Google's Chrome is the most popular browser. Safari has close to 20% market share. So it'll have an impact for those users. However, it could also put pressure on some of the other browsers to take similar steps. For instance, Apple blocked third-party cookies several years ago, and now Google is about to do the same thing. So some people are already predicting that this move will put pressure on Google to follow in Apple's footsteps.
Got it. Okay, so that's Safari. Apple also announced something it's calling Private Relay. What's going on there?
Private Relay kind of bounces your traffic off of more than one server, and that obfuscates the signal. So the service being accessed won't be able to see the IP address you're connecting from. Apple's not calling this product a virtual private network, but it's similar to a virtual private network. And Apple's going to make it part of an upgrade to iCloud. So existing customers of iCloud will have access to this service called iCloud Plus, which they pay for, but it's at no additional fee to what they're already paying.
Got it. And finally, there were some changes to Mail. What's coming there and how could it impact companies that use email for marketing?
In Apple Mail, Apple's going to give users the ability to block these trackers that are in so many of the emails we see that can tell whether you opened the email, when you opened it, sometimes even where you were when you opened it, how far down in the email you read, and whether you saw, you know, certain ads or images in the email. Apple's going to give users the ability to block that to protect their privacy. Right now, it's really important to any company that sends their customers email. You know, they usually want to keep careful track of their metrics to understand whether customers are opening and reading their emails. And for companies that place personalized ads in their emails, it's even more important because they want to share those metrics with their advertisers about how many people saw the ad. So for this to go away, it could really weaken the ability of a lot of companies to understand the email connection with their consumer.
Okay, so that's three really big changes that are coming. What did Apple say about why it's made these moves? And what's the reaction been like from advertisers and marketers?
Apple said it's making these moves to protect users' privacy and give them more transparency into where their data is going. Marketers are reeling from the news. Some of them are saying Apple's motives are not so pure. They're saying, you know, Apple's basically doing this to build the walls around their monopoly even higher. You know, some marketers are accusing Apple of using these features to get a greater clampdown on more of the data from themselves and make it harder for other companies to compete with them on ad-supported apps, on services, or on, you know, reaching the consumer using data.
And, you know, we should note here that Apple has pushed back against allegations of anti-competitive behavior in the past. And it said that users really benefit from increased transparency and control over their data. And, you know, to that end, Patience, these updates are also coming after Apple rolled out app tracking transparency earlier this year, where they gave users the option to opt in or opt out of letting apps track them. And advertisers really pushed back against that move as well. So with that sort of history and context in mind, what should we make of these new moves? How do they compare?
There's a huge difference here in the scope. The app tracking transparency changes only affected data from apps on iOS devices. These changes can really block the flow of data on a much broader scale, because it can affect, you know, anything you do on the web if you're browsing in Safari. And in the case of Private Relay, it can affect anything you do, you know, on any device that you might connect through Private Relay. It really reveals a lot about Apple's marketing strategy. They're really playing into their image as the protector of consumer privacy, and they're really making that a huge part of their reputation. They're also, you know, they're doing it at a time when they are facing antitrust probes. So there's always that tension there between protecting consumer privacy and making it harder for other companies to compete with you. You know, it's pretty hard to do one without doing the other. So it's really fascinating to see Apple like continue to push those buttons and go even deeper and deeper on this strategy.
And finally, Patience, I just want to ask about consumers. How could this change their experience of the internet and of using Apple services?
For consumers, you know, Apple's offering a very tempting proposition. They're saying, we're going to be the best custodians of your data. You know, it gives the consumer more reason to use Safari or use Apple Mail or use Apple's iCloud Plus service. So consumers might find that it's drawing them more closely into Apple and making them like kind of a deeper and deeper Apple customer. On the flip side, a lot of people in the digital advertising industry are warning you that this is going to make their ads less effective. So consumers might experience that by seeing that the ads are less specific to them, less targeted. And, you know, as those ads become less targeted, they become cheaper for the advertisers to buy. So it's possible we may see, you know, fewer of these free services still being free.
All right. That's our reporter, Patience Hagen. Thanks, Patience.
Thanks so much.
That's it for today's tech news briefing. You can find more tech stories on our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please do rate and review us in your app store. It really does help. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
This message comes from Wall Street Journal sponsor C3 AI. C3 Generative AI equips enterprises with verified, traceable answers. It's secure, hallucination-free, LLM agnostic, and IP liability-free. Learn more at c3.ai. This is Enterprise AI.